Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
It's time for I've Been Thinking in the last 7 days. It's really crossed my mind. I thought, you know what? Why haven't we done this already? Producer Talana joins me in the studio in Beck's absence because she has decided to either pull a sickie or actually be sick.
Yeah.
We don't know which is which.
We did see her this morning over Skype and she didn't look great.
You said it, not me.
Well, you said it to her face, Jazeel. I was just like, yeah, you should just rest up today, Beck. There's a difference, Jazeel.
All right. So today's I've Been Thinking. I have been pondering it for several days. With the Olympics on currently, the Games in Tokyo, in Beijing, and then earlier last year we had Beijing, and I thought, wow, there's all these games and awards and all this kind of stuff, and they work their heart out. Like, they push their bodies to the limit, they train, they do everything to the best of their ability. And I thought, who else in the world does that? Parents. Parents do that. They put their bodies on the line, okay, specifically females. and, you know, males, we physically don't get much sleep as well. But I'm saying it's a journey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's ongoing. You might go to the Olympics and you might be there for one. Maybe you go back the following year, you know, in 4 years. You might go to there twice, okay?
What if you're an Olympian and you get pregnant?
Well, there's another whole award ceremony for that. But there's not.
This is separate.
This is completely separate, Talana. Okay. The point
Love
of
your
the point I'm trying to make is, yes, it's hard to go to the Olympics, but yes, it's hard to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there should be a award, gold medal, silver, and bronze.
You would have a lot of awards. There's a lot of parents in this world, Jazeel.
Four parents, but I'm not after just everyday parent. We hold the same ceremony. Okay. But it's for parents. So it's the Parent Games.
What do you have to do?
2022. Now, hear me out. Okay. If you want to take part, if you want to take home the trophy, let's say, hey, I think I'm a pretty good parent. I think I could win an award.
Is this also
I see that hand. What's the question?
What if you're a pet mama?
No, this doesn't count. This is for...
This is for humans.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, again,
it's really hard. Having to parent three guinea pigs, just by the way. It's stressful.
I could totally want to understand. Now, this is just for those that have kids that aren't furry. Mm. Okay. So I want to put something together for them to go, hey, look, you're doing a fantastic job, but who's doing the best job? Is it Doug or is it Tiffany? Who knows? Well, now we will know because I have parents. Parent Games 2022. You're looking at me. You're not
like
sold on the idea.
I feel like it's a terrible idea because if you lose.
Yeah.
So if I were a human parent and you're
you
parent,
are human. You can just say parent.
Yeah, but like for babies, no, don't count.
Okay.
But and if I lose the game, does that make me a bad parent?
No. Just like if we don't go to the Olympics, it doesn't make us terrible sportsmen. It just means that we're not the best. There is someone else out there that is better than us. It's exactly the same in this scenario. We've got Parent Games. If you take home gold, you can walk with your head up held high, knowing that you are the best. And if you don't compete, that's fine. You're still good.
Mm.
You're just not the best. Thoughts, feelings, and accusations.
I don't think it's a great idea.
Okay, well,
just because you don't allow pet parents.
It's not just up to you. I want to hear from you. 9313 0985. Would you take part in Parent Games 2022? There'll be a whole bunch of different ways that you can win gold. It wouldn't just be, you know, the equivalent of javelin. They'd have all sorts of different stuff that you could win gold on. Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Let me know. 9313 0985. I haven't convinced my producer.
Nope.
But have I convinced you? We've got Marty on the phone. Marty, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, mate, I'm pretty keen, actually. I love a good competition, so, yeah, anything I can show somebody else up at, I'm keen for.
Perfect. Now, I haven't really thought about all the challenges. Obviously, changing a nappy would be one of them. Where do you think your strengths lie?
To be honest, I try and avoid the nappy changes.
Okay. right.
That said, I reckon I'd be pretty quick at it.
Okay, what about like buckling the kids up in the car? You got two kids, it's a time trial. Run out to the car, buckle them in, and get going.
Yeah, I reckon I've got that one down.
Okay. All right, I'll jot down your name, Marty. We need to get a few others involved to get this thing off the ground, but thank you so much for showing some interest. If you are interested in winning a gold medal for parenthood, obviously, I need to work on the terms here, but let me know. 0429 985 985.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 985.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.